This is KNBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. Federal managers voted last week to close a huge swath of Upper Cook Inlet to commercial salmon fishing, capping a two-year fight over the fate of the fishery and its 500 permit holders. Those fishermen and representatives from the Kenai Peninsula turned out in droves to the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council meeting to oppose the closure and advocate for lighter conservation measures. But when representatives from the governor's administration said the state was unwilling to manage the area alongside the federal government, the council voted unanimously for the closure. Sabine Pooks from KDLL has more.
The 10-0 vote shuts down drift gillnet fishing in waters further than 3 miles offshore, from the southern tip of Calgon Island to Anchor Point. Fishermen like Georgie Everly of Anchorage say the area is a crucial fishing ground and that the closure will reverberate across industries.
Fishermen have been leaving the fishery already for the last several years. It's hardly economically viable, and this really is the nail in the coffin.
For years, fisheries management of Upper Cook Inlet's federal waters was under state jurisdiction. But in 2013, United Cook Inlet Drift Association, advocating for the commercial industry, filed a lawsuit in an effort to revert management to the federal government. The court sided with USITA in 2017, and the council was tasked with drafting a new salmon management plan. This fall, 2 years into a process that involved collaboration from groups of stakeholders, Dunleavy's administration introduced the option of closing the federal waters to commercial salmon fishing completely, a proposal known as Alternative 4. It was a controversial idea. In the weeks leading up to the meeting, hundreds submitted comments in opposition, including the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly, the cities of Kenai and Homer, Nikiski Republican Representative Ben Carpenter, and Soldotna Republican Senator Peter Machicki. Machicki now says he thinks the council's decision will be challenged in court. Rather than an outright closure of the federal waters of Upper Cook Inlet, fishermen asked the council to turn management over to the state with federal oversight. Council members rejected fishermen's plea for state management after hearing from the Dunleavy administration. Rachel Baker, the deputy fish and game commissioner who represents the administration on the council, said the state does not want to take on the burden of managing fishing in Upper Cook Inlet with oversight from the federal government. Andy Mazzero, who runs a charter fishing business in Seward, is the one council member who lives on the Kenai Peninsula. He said he was worried about the impacts of the decision on his neighbors, but added that if the state would not agree to joint management, he would reluctantly support the closure.
I'm not an expert on states' rights, but it seems like almost everyone agrees that the state should be the one who's ultimately managing this fishery, and who has done so for decades until this lawsuit brought this issue in front of the council.
A big concern among opponents is that the closure will make matters worse for seafood processors, who are already strained by poor fishing seasons the last couple years. And it's hard for drift and set net fisheries to stay open if processors are closing, says Robert Ruffner, a former member of the Alaska Board of Fisheries and resident of Soldotna.
Our communities are going to suffer pretty heavily, probably more than the numbers reflect in terms of the harvest that occurs out there, because our processors are rapidly becoming the limiting factor in what they can continue to stay open and operate under those environments.
Homer, in particular, would be hard hit by the decision, according to the council's report. At least one group of fishermen supported the action. The Kenai River Sport Fishing Association, which has close ties to Dunleavy's administration, submitted the lone comment in support of closing the federal waters to fishing. Executive Director Ben Moore says he would prefer state management of the fishery than total closure, but after the court's decision in the USITA lawsuit, he saw the closure as the best path forward.
We weren't seeking to shut down the commercial fishery or anything like that. That's not what we're about. It was solely about who manages those fish and defending the state's primacy to manage our fish and wildlife resources for the benefit of all Alaskans.
Most other waters in Alaska under federal jurisdiction are closed to commercial salmon fishing. Baker said at the meeting that benefits to other groups might balance out its negative effects. Smaller harvests in the federal waters could lead to better harvests in other parts of the inlet, like for sport fishing groups, commercial set netters, and northern inlet drift fishermen. The closure will not go into effect before the upcoming 2021 season, since it still needs to be approved by the Secretary of the Department of Commerce and the National Marine Fisheries Service. Jim Balsiger, the service's regional administrator, was the one member of the council to abstain from voting. For KDLL, I'm Sabine Pooks.
And for KNBA News, I'm Tripp Krause.
Join KNBA News weekdays at 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon for important stories from around the state and more. Connect to the podcast at knba.org.